You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Farm Bill sounds like a bill that deals with farming, but it actually deals with a lot more than just farming. It can affect people's health and nutrition, and it's up for renewal and being debated in Congress right now. Here to talk to us more about what's on the table for this farm bill and how it might impact people's health in the Bay Area is KALW's health reporter Marissa Ortega Welch. Hi, Marissa.
Hi, Hannah.
So remind us what the farm bill is and what it does.
So the Farm Bill comes up for renewal about every 5 years. It is a bill that funds a whole lot of programs that have to do with agriculture, food, and nutrition. It was actually started in the 30s during the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression as a way to subsidize farmers who grew staples like corn and wheat and dairy and were losing money. But then in the 70s, it ended up expanding to include a lot more than just agricultural subsidies.
So how? What was added?
Right. So it's expanded to include a lot of things now, like funding for agricultural research, forestry, support for the U.S. to export our agriculture, things like international food aid, conservation programs. But the big thing that got added in the 70s is the nutrition assistance program. And that is, of course, what we often call food stamps. It's actually called SNAP now, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. In California, because we have to be different, we have our own name for it. It's called CalFresh, right? So whatever you call it, this is the assistance that low-income families can apply for and get from the federal government help every month to have a little bit more money to spend at the grocery store to feed their families.
Okay, all that is part of the Farm Bill. So what's up for debate this year?
Yeah, so 80% of the funding for the Farm Bill actually goes to these nutrition assistance programs. So what's up for the debate this year is those nutrition assistance programs. That's the big sticky wicket, basically. The things like ag subsidies, all the kind of other things that the Farm Bill does are mostly going to remain the same. The biggest changes are to SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, aka food stamps. So the big proposal that's on the table this year is that it's going to change the work requirements for families who receive this nutrition assistance program, for families who receive food stamps. So right now, this is how it works. If you're an able-bodied, childless adult between the ages of 18 and 49, you have to have part-time work in order to get food stamps.
Okay.
And there are some exceptions made if you have a disability or if you're pregnant or if you have kids. That's how it works right now.
Okay.
The proposed Farm Bill would change that. It would basically take out a lot of the little exceptions that allow people to not work in order to get food stamps.
Like what?
So it would say that anyone, any parent who has a kid over the age of 5 would have to work, would have to have part-time work to receive food stamps. It would also increase the age requirement to up to 59. So now anyone between the ages of 18 to 59 who is physically able to work and has kids over the age of 5 would have to have a part-time job in order to be eligible for food stamps.
Okay.
If you didn't have a part-time job, you would have to enroll in job training, workforce training program. And the proposed bill would expand funding for those type of programs. And this is all part of this larger plan by the Trump administration to strengthen work requirements for social assistance programs.
So how many people would this affect?
So the Republican staff who are working on this say that about 7 million adults across the country would be affected by these new work requirements. So here in California, about 4 million people are enrolled in the nutrition assistance program, what we call here in the state CalFresh. But we can't say yet how many people in California the new work requirements would affect. You know, the details are still being worked out and the state doesn't want to estimate yet. But nationally, the Congressional Budget Office estimates that if these new workforce requirements are put into place, that about 1 million people over the next 10 years would be dropped from the food stamp program.
So it sounds like the assumption is that people are not working or not working enough or even, you know, taking advantage of this system.
Right. And a lot of Republicans right now and for a long time have wanted to make sure that if people are receiving federal assistance, that they are working for it, that there is no free lunch. But opponents point to studies that show that if people aren't working and receiving federal assistance, there's a good reason that they're not working. Either they are sick or have a disability, or they're taking care of a family member full time, mm-hmm. or they're in school. So Democrats who oppose this new farm bill are pointing to studies that show that these workforce requirements, they both don't work and they're not needed.
So were there any other big changes that were recommended? Things that did not make it?
Yeah, so there was some talk of adding a drug testing requirement, but that did not make it on. And then the Trump administration has also been floating this idea of, instead of giving out money, you know, you get a little, it looks like a debit card. It's called an EBT card, mm-hmm. for food stamps. Now, the idea of actually having stamps, little stamp, paper stamps to exchange for groceries is long, long gone. But there was an idea to just give people a box of non-perishable goods instead of this nutrition assistance money. That did not make it into the bill.
Okay, so what has the reaction been like in the Senate?
So this was first voted on by the House Agricultural Committee. They voted to advance the farm bill to the House floor. It was voted on by all Republicans and no Democrats, so the divisions are very much along party lines. Mm-hmm. And the Democrats are saying there's no way that this is going to pass with this workforce requirement. They're calling it a non-starter. Mm. Nancy Pelosi has called it a radical, harmful bill. And again, they're pointing to studies that show that these workforce requirements don't work or that they're not needed.
What else is in this farm bill proposal that might impact health?
Yeah, so there's something entirely different that has nothing to do with food stamps, which is an interesting provision to the farm bill that would change how pesticides are regulated. So right now, the EPA, when it decides whether or not to approve a pesticide for use, it has to consult with a bunch of other agencies, and it has to decide if the pesticide would impact any endangered species, mm-hmm. as part of the Endangered Species Act. So this provision added to the farm bill would no longer require that. It would say that the EPA doesn't have to consider whether pesticides would impact endangered species. And environmental groups are coming out very strongly against this. I talked to someone at the Center for Biological Diversity that said this would be the first time that an industry, the pesticide industry, was allowed to be exempt from the Endangered Species Act, and it sets a really dangerous precedent.
And who's supporting this?
The Republicans in the Farm Bill and also pesticide companies like ConAgra. And so, you know, this is really, we're talking right now about the Endangered Species Act, which of course affects animals, but environmental groups say that this sets a dangerous precedent for people's health too, because it takes away some of the legal rights of the EPA and environmental groups to sue over harmful pesticides that could affect human health as well.
So what's next? Is this farm bill likely to pass as it is now? Or, like, what are the opponents doing about this?
Right. So as I said, it's only passed in committee so far, and now it goes to the House floor for a vote, and then it goes to the Senate. It's going to need 60 votes to pass, and there's only 51 Republicans, so it's going to have to reach across the aisle in order to get support. And like I said, Democrat senators are saying this workforce requirement is not going to work for them. So there's a long road ahead of it. And it's just another example this year that we're seeing of an issue being tackled as a partisan issue that in previous years has had more bipartisan support.
Okay, give us a sense of a timeline. What are we looking at?
Well, our current farm bill expires in October, so we should have a new bill by then. But if it doesn't, not to worry, Congress can extend our current farm bill. So farmers and people who receive food stamps won't be left out in the cold or hungry.
Okay. Well, thank you, Marissa.
Thank you, Hannah.
Marissa Ortega-Welch is KLW's health reporter. If you have an idea for a health store, you can reach her at health@klw.org.